as we're developing mastery in intention by accessing the power of our own purpose. Let's take a deep breath. We're developing mastery in our capacity to really hear the voice of our own soul, to listen to this still small voice, to remember what we are called to live and who we are called by to live it. In the vision of the life that we are called to live, we're developing mastery in intention. So let's take one more deep breath right now. Really, really a deep cleansing breath. We set down all our trying to make it happen. We set down all our concern. We set down the weight of anything that we've been carrying. And we just enter into a state of true being. For in truth, everything we need is right here, right now. Everything. And there is no greater moment ever to be in than this moment right now. This is it. This is the holy instant. From this state of one with the one, we're learning to exercise the authority and the dominion of our own lives. For this you came into the world, to bear witness to the glory of the I Am, that you really are, the one indwelling you. And we do that in stages, much like a child goes through school, mastering one level of mathematics after another. And to a six-year-old, learning simple addition requires focus, practice, and willingness. We bring those same learning capacities now to this area of mastery. Focus, practice, willingness to master our capacity of intention, to align with our divine purpose. It's said that some people live 90 years. Some people live a life that's 1 year 90 times. So what would keep us living the same year over and over again? We become frozen in our beliefs. We practice the same thinking over and over again. Our core belief about ourselves, some of that is limiting. Some of that is uninformed. Some of that is from the trance of separation, that we're not sons and daughters of God, that we're a personality, that we're a body, that we are what we have or the degrees we've earned or not earned, that we are what we've done. That could be called a limiting mantra, or a limiting core belief, or a limiting affirmation, that thought pattern that rehearses our limitation, rehearses that which keeps us living the same life over and over again. Right now, you and I are at a moment of freedom, if we are willing to stand in that freedom. And that freedom is the freedom to choose again. And we will know we are making the right choice in our thinking, the right choice, aligning our personalities with our souls, by the peace that we feel inside. Remember, it is not ours to know how to bring forth the life that is the life we feel called to live, but it is ours to get very clear about that life. And if we were in school and learning mathematics, there would be a very clear curriculum of learning that would be ours and prescribed for that year's learning. That's what your intention is. It is the next learning module of your mastery in bringing forth yourself as a living soul through a lens of a human experience. So in having written your new script or your prescription of learning, your curriculum, we now take that picture. We see it very clearly. We notice any thought patterns that say, you can't really have this because. And we learn not only what it is to remember those thoughts, but we learn what it is to dispel those thoughts. To even think of the word dispel, we release the spell of limitation. We release the spell of that misunderstanding. For there is no thing that shall limit God. There is no thing that shall limit the soul that we are, for that soul is one with the I Am that is all of life. And we are learning the mastery of release and the mastery of coming forth. So we dispel the limiting mantras by replacing them with statements of truth. And statements of truth are always statements of empowerment. Statements that align us with the authority and the power to bring forth anything for good that we would will. So with the clarity in mind of the picture of the life we are called to live, let yourself breathe now desire. This or something better. This or something more meaningful, more powerful, more contributing. But as a co-creator with God, I do not get the choice or the opportunity to not create. I am always being creative because that is the nature of each one of our own beings. It's only what will we create. Purpose and intention, the clarity of the picture, the power of your emotion, a laser onto the stage of your life to bring forth the life that is being longed for, dreamed for, and called forth from the depths of your own being. What is that picture? Remember who's calling you into it, the I Am of your own being. Keep it clear in your mind, and let the words of your heart be the words that you hold in your mind. Dispelling all other thoughts, thoughts of truth, which are empowering to this vision, and the underground at all times. Thank you, Spirit of Life, for giving me this precious gift, a brand new, never before lived day. Amen.